Fourth quarter set to begin. Chillicothe gone a little bit deeper down the bench now. Keithley and Parkey, the starter, still in the game, joined by Lamer, Gardner, and Reeder. A Reeder for Chillicothe, a Reuter for Maryville. Maryville's basketball, top of the key. Vandeven with the three ball. 19-point Chillicothe lead, 49-30. Carly Gardner, long-range deuce, took one too many steps before she launched it. And a traveling call on Carly Gardner. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Maryville across the timeline already. Greeley, right wing, goes cross court to Vandeven. Vandeven holds it. No one coming up to defend her. They give inside. Turn around. Offert didn't get her feet settled in when she launched it. And wide right. Chillicothe's rebound. Gardner, circle left. Wastes her dribble. Goes up top to Parkey. Hands it to Keithley. Keithley high on the left side, guarded by Jacqueline Ware. Up top to Reeder for Chillicothe. She has it stolen by Vandeven. Vandeven the bucket and one. Vandeven with seven. Keithley with the foul, her third. Vandeven, one look at the free throw line, is successful. 8 points for Vandeven. Six of them coming in the last minute, 15 seconds. 16-point lead for Chillicothe. Across the timeline to Jalen Reeder. Underneath to Lamer. Lamer posts up, drops it in. Emma Lamer with a good-looking bucket, her first bucket tonight. And it's an 18-point lead again for Chillicothe. They've led by as many as 22. And whistle on whom? Carly Gardner called for the foul. A little hand check foul on Carly. Josie Patton checks in and Offert sets down. 6:21 left of the game. 51-33 Chillicothe's lead. Vandeven. Rebounded by Parkey. Parkey just using her height that time to pull down the board. And we'll bring it across the timeline herself. Thinks about a three ball, turns it down, goes to Keithley. Left wing to Reeder. Wants to get it inside to Lamer. Finally, nice bounce pass. Lamer puts it up, gets it to fall. Turn around one-hander, count it. With Worthington right in her face, Lamer with a nice-looking bucket there, and it's a 20-point lead. Once again, 5:45 left to play, 53-33 Chillicothe. Baseline tray not there for Vandeven. Chillicothe's Lamer clears it out. And Keithley will cross the timeline. We're going to get a couple of freshmen in the ball game here for the first time this season. Parkey, missed tray, rebound and stick back Chillicothe. That is on Jalen Reeder. Harley Jones and Liberty Cox both set to check in. And that bucket was answered by Josie Patton for two. In fact, five fresh players set to check in for Chillicothe. Parkey, circle left. Up top, Carson Keithley. On the floor, spins, dishes it out to Parkey. Parkey in traffic, gets the bucket to fall, and draws the foul. Nicely played. Caitlin Parkey with a dozen now. Liberty Cox, Harley Jones, Hannah Jones, Whitney Clampett in the ball game, and Leatherman will check in for Parkey after the free throw, should she be successful. And doesn't get it to fall. Worthington the rebound. So everyone that dressed up for varsity gets playing time for, I think, both teams here. 57-35, Chillicothe with the lead by 22. Low post jumper counted. Reuter circles around the back 40, gets it to fall. 4:21 and counting, 57-37, Chillicothe by 20. Underneath Clampett, reverse layup, Clampett can do it all! Whitney Clampett, nice reverse layup down the baseline. Back to a 59-37 lead. Ware up top. Gets it to Patton. Patton's shot doesn't fall. Lost out of bounds, Chillicothe's ball. And now Leatherman comes in for K-Bob. So you have Clampett, Leatherman, Liberty Cox, Hannah Jones, and Harley Jones. And everyone's trying to keep up with the Joneses. Mom and Dad Jones didn't laugh at that one. I'll have to try my A-list material here. 59-37 midway through the fourth quarter. Loose basketball controlled again by Hannah Jones. Clampett, left wing, underneath. Hannah Jones goes, look at me, I'm wide open. Hannah Jones posts up, and she has 8 points now. And a 24-point lead, biggest lead of the game now for Chillicothe. Haley Jones will check in. I think they want to get all three Joneses on there. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Offert gets it to fall. I have called a family of three in a basketball game before one season in Lexington. There was two brothers and a cousin all named Coolin. All were very good, just like the Joneses. So I'm not completely devoid of having that many similar last names. Leatherman gets it up top to Hannah Jones. Harley Jones, right wing. Dish inside, tried to get it to Hannah Jones. Lost out of bounds. Reuter knocked it out of bounds. And Haley will check in for Clampett. So if I just yell Jones, I have a 60% chance of being right. I like those odds. I want to see Jones to Jones to Jones to the hole. That's what I want to see. Hannah, or Haley, into Hannah. Back to Haley. Count it. It's kind of fun when you get in situations like this. 24-point lead again for Chillicothe. Jalen Reeder wants to check in. Shot doesn't fall for Patton. Then rebound lost out of bounds. Chillicothe's ball. Oh, and there goes my Jones fun. Hannah Jones comes out and Reeder checks in. Still got two Joneses. Reeder to Harley Jones. Jones, Harley, cross the timeline. Lost control of the ball just as she went over the timeline, and cupping the basketball was the call. We will bring in Campbell and Mammon. And the freshmen, Harley Jones and Liberty Cox, check out. Got a couple minutes on the varsity floor to see what their future of the next 3 years is going to be like. Low post jumper, dances it around the rim, but Maryville can't get it to fall with a Haley Sims shot. Rebound lost out of bounds, Chillicothe's ball. Lamer checks in for Leatherman. Gardner will check in now. Well, she doesn't report in time. Reeder, back court, gets it across the timeline to Randy Mammon. 2:12 left to play, 63-39 your score. Pushing off is the call. That's going to be on Ashton Reuter, her first. Eighth team foul, so Randy Mammon at the line for a 1-1. She is one of two from there earlier in the third quarter. First one's in for Randy Mammon. Living up to that fine first name, I'm telling you. 25-point lead now for Chillicothe. 2:10 left to play. Lady Hornets will get win number 19. And Mammon makes both of them. Mammon with five. 21 for Clampett, 12 for Parkey. And a timeout so we can get some players into the ball game here, I think is the purpose. So we'll keep it right here. As we'll remind you, two home games against Savannah later this week. Girls senior night for Chillicothe on Thursday against Savannah, and then jam the gym Friday night for the boys against Savannah. Hope to see you there. We'll be there for both games. 21 for Clampett, 12 for Parkey, 8 for Hannah Jones, 5 for Leatherman, 5 for Mammon, 4 for Lamer, 6 for Keithley, 2 for Haley Jones, 2 for Jalen Reeder. 14 players have gotten in the game for Chillicothe. 12 have gotten in the game for Maryville. Maryville's ball. Chillicothe leads at 65-39. 26-point lead with 2 minutes left. Left wing looking. Felicia Scheel. Shot doesn't fall. Referees with a whistle. And someone will be shooting free throws. Haley Jones going to be called for the foul, her fourth. And Felicia Scheel, who's the 12th player to just check in for Maryville. Her check at the 11th, Jessica Wilmus, has not checked in. She may not be dressed out, I'm not sure. It'll be a one and one. No, say she's in the act of shooting, so a two-shot foul. And Scheel has her first bucket. 65-40, minute 54 left to play in the ball game. Chillicothe with a commanding 25-point lead. And Scheel with two free throws. Mammon races down the sideline, pulls on the brakes, gets it across the midcourt stripe to Aaron Campbell. Tried to feed Haley Jones inside. Loose basketball. They said Chillicothe touched it last. Emma Lamer will check in for Haley Jones. Gardner, Campbell, Lamer, Mammon, and Weider, basically the junior varsity team, or a team that five players that get a lot of playing time on JV as well as varsity, I should put it that way, on the floor. As Mammon knocks the ball out of the fingertips of Greeley and out of bounds. Minute 34 left to play. They get it in baseline, doesn't get it to fall. Carly Gardner fighting for the rebound. Lamer comes up with it. After Spire had the miss. Up top to Reeder, hands it to Gardner. Left side, Campbell. Dish inside to Lamer. Lamer tries to post up, pivot, shoots. Cross the rim, doesn't get it to fall. Reeder comes up with a nice rebound. Gardner, long range deuce. Oh, dances around, doesn't get it to fall. Campbell finally shows the two of them how it's supposed to be done. Aaron Campbell with her first bucket. Gardner with a miss and Lamer with a miss, but points for Chillicothe, and that's what matters. Under a minute to play now in this one. Chillicothe will win by a comfortable margin in this one, get back on the winning track. Long-range deuce isn't there for Scheel. Chillicothe the rebound. Campbell will bring it across the timeline. Up top to Reeder. Inside to Lamer. Kick out Gardner. Back up top to Reeder. Right side Campbell, 34 seconds left. Randy Mammon, baseline right. Around the horn we go again. Running the offense that Coach Smith wants him to. Nice pass inside. Reeder, the assist. And the bucket for Emma Lamer. Her third this quarter. 69-41. Chillicothe by 28. Up top, Spire fakes a tray. Drives inside for a deuce. 3-2-1, and that is your final score, 69-43, a high offensive output for Chillicothe. They win it 69-43. We'll be back with the postgame show next on KCHI.